All right, and then moving on to item eight, reports. Item 8A, trustee reports. Are there any trustee reports on meetings, seminars, and conferences?
Yeah, CalPERS trustee roundtable was held last week on the 30th. Dealt with risk, and they had several good speakers. They had the consultant did a part from Aon. Their CFO did a part. They had trustees do parts, dealing with everything that having liquidity, enough liquidity to pay benefits and down in markets to keep that liquidity to avoid losses. Private investments to get more disclosures on them. They had an incident where they found out that one of their private equity managers invested in a company that was doing child labor, and apparently came out in public years ago. So they talked about getting more disclosures to mitigate risk on that. Liquidity, it's basically, they're talking about their liquidity was doing 5 to 10 year investments. They called their liquidity in San Diego, and using that for case of market downturns, which we have our 3 year liquidity, and then we go down with their private investments and regular investments. So pretty much what we do, they do to a point, but they didn't seem like they had, like, we have to pay benefits for 3 years. They go basically investments for 5 years, 10 years. So it was pretty interesting to have everybody, a trustee, talk about it, and all the speakers. So it was one of the better roundtables in a long time, right? Jay was there too.
Yeah, they had a risk from several different perspectives. The end of it got into a little bit of their kind of special interest DEI kind of labor heavy stuff. Not really risk, more of an opportunity for people to kind of express how you might influence the investment portfolio or influence the plan in different ways as a stakeholder. But the bulk of the roundtable was centered around risk, permanent impairment, capital, yada, yada.
Any other comments from trustees? Not seeing any. All right, let's move on to 8B, staff reports. Christina.
Just a reminder that there's an audit committee meeting after this meeting, and it'll be held in the closed session room next door. And then Karen has an item to report.
Thank you. Yes, Christina forwarded to the board a copy of an article that was recently published. It was co-authored by myself and attorney Maytak Chin of Reed Smith, regarding felony forfeiture, specifically the John Wilmot versus Sarah felony forfeiture case that is currently up on appeal, having to do with whether or not the forfeiture needs to be reversed under the circumstances of the case. The article goes through legal authorities, the statutory interpretation, as well as case law supporting Sarah's position. It was published in the NAPA Journal. NAPA is the National Association of Public Pension Attorneys. Felony forfeiture is a topic that is commonly discussed among all the pension attorneys in that association that represent public pension systems across the nation. So you're welcome to read it, and let me know if you have any questions.
When is the, if you know, when is the case scheduled for argument?
Has not been scheduled yet. Briefing hasn't started.
Are there any, and if you've already previously told us, I forgot, are there any current other systems who have applied to be amici who will want to support our position in terms of amicus briefs?
We haven't requested that yet, but San Diego County had a similar case, and they had a favorable trial court ruling consistent with our trial court ruling and Cesera's position in this case. So they may certainly have an interest in filing an amicus brief. Case law supporting our position is there from the CalPERS aspect. They're subject to the same exact statute. That was the Estrada case, a published appellate court decision that squarely fits within the scenario that we have.
Yeah, I kind of viewed the article as raising the consciousness, right, of the issue, and it's in a way it speaks like an amicus brief might, right, to
yes.
to benefit the Court of Appeals. So I was just kind of curious if any other systems had weighed in yet.
Mm-hmm. We'll find out.
Yeah, that we will. But it's a great way to go about it. Actually, I like having the idea of having an article to sort of. Right.
The appeals court will read it. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Fancy
yeah.
that.
Yeah, no.
It was a good article. I read it very informative.
Yes.
It was good because people that don't know nothing about it could understand the whole steps that were taken for it. So it was a good article.
Thank you.